The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Top of the bucket list for many people is regular public transport. Joe Shea is with me here in our Republic of Work studio. Joe, are you a fan of the bus, Joe? Would it be something you'd get on a regular basis?
I do, and I live in Cork City, which means that I absolutely hate the bus service that we have because we have a legendarily bad bus service here. Not only that, we get the fuzzy end of the lollipop. We get all these broken down buses that get sent from, that they break down elsewhere in the country. And
we do have a kind of a cast-off selection of buses, because every time I go to Limerick or Galway, oh, they've got lovely buses, not to mention the Dublin buses, and we kind of have ones that are just
steam powered, you know, or three wheels, or there's no half the top of it is missing. I mean, literally buses falling apart. Listen, I could talk about Cork bus service all day and you wouldn't like it.
It would take up the rest of the programme. We're here to talk about bucket lists, and we're asking, are they still something we use to measure our success and monitor the goals of the unattainable things we're still reaching for? I genuinely don't have a bucket list. Do you have one? You got a metaphorical bucket list?
I don't think people have bucket lists anymore. I think that bucket lists were a thing that came about in the noughties, at a time when the world economy was stable before the big crash, at a time when we had a fairly normal US government, at a time when people kind of could plan for the future and it wasn't all doom and gloom and global warming and you can't travel and you shouldn't get on a plane and all this kind of stuff. The idea of the bucket list belongs to sunnier, less fraught times, you know. I mean, like, let's say, for instance, if it was on your bucket list to go and see the Grand Canyon this, and you wanted to do it this year, would you do it with the way travel is to America at the moment?
No.
They haul you off the plane, they want to see your Twitter and your social media.
I've been to the Grand Canyon. It's a very big hole in the ground. That was my one recollection from it. It wouldn't have been on the bucket list. But there has to be something that Joe O'Shea, man of mystery that you are, wants to do.
Do you know what I always wanted to do, and I probably will never get to do it now, or at least I always wanted to go to St. Petersburg in Russia.
Because that is a challenge.
Yeah. But at the moment, not a great place to be going anywhere. Never. This is the problem. All of these places, there's Persepolis in Persia, Iran. You can't go there. China. Would you go to China at the moment? There's so many places in the world with the way the world is at the moment. I remember when I was growing up reading books about people who used to hitchhike. There was a guy in West Cork who owned a pub called the Anchor Pub who hitchhiked from Skibbereen, to Afghanistan in the 1950s.
That, presumably not in the one trip.
No, one trip. Yeah, hitchhiked the whole way. Not on the one lorry.
He didn't meet the one fella. Would you never guess where I'm going?
You never guess. Well, funnily enough, I'm going to Kabul as well. I'm delivering the fish to Kabul. But like, you can't do that anymore. There's so many reasons why bucket lists don't make sense anymore.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychologist. Is the bucket list gone because the places on the list are no longer accessible, as Joe fears?
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting, Joe and Jonathan, there, what you were saying about, I suppose, life not just being as stable and in a way people aren't planning toward it. I do think bucket lists have changed. For me, certainly, and in my mind, I always thought it was more kind of almost like an end of life thing. You know, the things you push out into the distance and you say, well, before I go, I want to have that done, you know. But I think it has changed now. And I think people think of moving much earlier with the bucket list, if you like. But it's so I do think people have little nice things there that they want to get done. But I feel they've moved more to kind of experience and quality rather than just getting to China or getting here or getting there.
Oh, I see.
I think it's a COVID thing.
I'm banning the word experience because that's what people who work in tourism try to put into it to charge you more. This is an experience. You'll never forget. It isn't. It's doing something that you're being charged for.
But Jonathan, I suppose what I am meaning, not so much, the touristic kind of experience, but rather that people are really interested in having kind of quality time. I think in having more of that now. I mean, you hear this a lot, that people are kind of, you know, they want to work till they're 45 and then they want, you know, to have this kind of life. It's not just a single event thing. Do you know what I mean? It's more like a lifestyle thing that they want. They want quality. They want to be able to, I don't know, live in the country. They want to retire early. They want to write the book. And I think that people are thinking much more intentionally about life. And if you like bucket list comes into that.
we're talking about this because Roisin Ingle had a piece in the Irish Times today. She said she sat at the childhood piano that Paul McCartney played and she bashed out Let It Be. So, Joe, that you know, you can see the value in that. I would just have told her it was any old piano. Oh, yeah, Paul sat down there once. But, you know, there are things that you have an emotional connection to that are worth it. It doesn't have to be one of 10 items. It could just be one thing that you want to do.
I think people are, these days, when they want to do this aspirational kind of stuff, I think that they're actually, smaller scale is the way to go. And one of the things that a lot of people like, that I've heard, or that I know want to do, is like the Camino, for instance, right?
It's an awful lot of walking.
But then a friend of mine looked into it and go, I don't have the time to that. It's just too much. But there's St. Finbar's Way in Cork, which is a kind of an Irish Camino. And there's Caminos in Ireland now as well. I think people are kind of downscaling because, like, and for instance, another thing that they don't tell you, by the way, when you're in your 30s making your 40s making your bucket list, that when I'm in my 50s or my 60s, I want to climb in the Himalayas. What you don't realise is you'll be struggling to climb up to bed when you're in your 50s and 60s. You ain't climbing Everest, you know.
I mean, has the wonder been taken out of a lot of this, Stephanie, because the internet? You know, I see people doing wonderful things on my phone and I'm going, I couldn't be bothered going that far for that. Now I can do that down the road. You know, has the magic of it been taken off by us constantly looking at other people doing wonderful things?
Yeah, well, I do agree with you. And sometimes the videos are so blooming good, you feel like you're there. But I think also, you know, TikTok is, you know, people are sort of being, how would you say, it's being suggested to them all the time to make bucket lists. So that's being fed into people as well. But I like the thing that Joe mentioned there, if I may say, about the incremental kind of nature of it. Like, you have to have goals in life. You know, and bucket lists are goals. It's just that for me, they always were kind of one event things. But you have to have goals and you have to put them into bite sizes. And that's what works in life. So if they are little small sort of bucket list items that bring you forward to where you really want to be, that's great. I just don't think you should leave everything to the end, because let's face it, we don't know how the end works out.
A lot of people will say, Stephanie, that you pitch it against major life changes. Well, before I get my real job, before I have kids, before I retire, after I retire. So they kind of pitch it against something significant that they know is going to happen.
Yes. And I think it's lovely, I have to say, having had a few of the zero kind of birthdays, that I think it is special to do something very special in those times. And it becomes that sort of something you completely look forward to. And every time you think of that age, you have that in your mind. I do think that's quite a good thing. I mean, I think psychologically, if you're asking me, I'm not saying it's necessarily good for your pocket or anything else, but psychologically, it's very good to have a fantastic memory around a zero that some people struggle with.
There's a text just come in. It says, I would love to get close to an elephant in its natural habitat. I think they are fabulous animals. I can actually relate to this because I was next to an elephant. We went when we were on our honeymoon in Thailand. There was an elephant there, an Asian elephant. No, he was out. We went out to this kind of elephant refuge or whatever it was. And the elephant sneezed. And I didn't realise that when elephants sneeze, they produce a ferocious amount of elephant snot. And amazingly, the romantic nature of the elephant in the wild disappeared quite quickly. So you have to be careful what you pick.
Yeah, years ago I went to the pyramids, and that's on a lot of people's bucket list, to see the pyramids. Have you ever seen the pyramids?
No, I haven't. Not up
there. But here's the funny thing about the pyramids, right? Every time you see it on TV or in a movie, it's, you know, you see the vast desert and the blah, blah, blah. That's because it's always shot from one direction. The pyramids are literally on the outskirts of Darndale of Cairo.
No disrespect to Darndale. Darndale's a lovely place.
No, it's a regular suburb. You go out of the suburbs and there's a Pizza Hut and there's a McDonald's and then there's the pyramids over there. So it's kind of, in some respects, you'll be disappointed when you get
I mean,
there.
Is that the risk we run, Stephanie, that largely things are just going to be a bit of a disappointment when you get there?
Well, I think the other thing, if I can say, yes, things can be, sometimes it's better just to be longing for it, isn't it? And but I think that as people's lives and the standard of living and the way that people travel so much, especially out of Ireland, I mean, you've only to look at Dublin Airport every weekend, people are traveling all the time. So travel has become less of that bucket list thing. I honestly, and I'm not just being kind of, you know, super mental healthy here. It's I just think that people really appreciate this thing of having time and space and kind of mental space to do their own thing. And I do think that people are longing for that and kind of planning for that in a bucket list sense. I really do.
Okay, well, we'll keep filling the bucket drop by drop is probably the best way to describe it. Stephanie Regan, a clinical psychologist, Joe Shea, editor of Cork Bio. Thanks very much for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.